Thank you for joining us for the St. John's Classical Academy broadcast, coming to you from Fleming Island, Florida, where we are building intelligent, virtuous American citizens. I'm Matt Johnson. Today, I'm pleased to welcome our third grade teaching team for the 23-24 school year. Hello, teachers. Thanks for joining us.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. Mrs. Weaver is the grade level chair for third grade. And Mrs. Weaver, could you introduce your team?
Hello, I am Miss Weaver. My team starts with Miss Mickle returning to third grade.
Good morning.
Miss Melquist is joining us.
Hello.
And Mr. Vicente.
Good morning.
All right. So the purpose of this podcast today is to introduce our teachers to parents and scholars and give parents a heads up on what they can expect for their third grade scholars this year. Mrs. Weaver, let's begin with you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hello. This is my 16th year teaching, my sixth year at SJCA, and my seventh year teaching third grade. I also just graduated my son in the second SJCA graduating class.
Where's he going to college?
He's going to USFSP, St. Petersburg.
That's great. With another one of our scholars, Brandon.
Yes.
Right? That's so exciting. So we are going into our third year of full high school. I just met with our upper school teachers, and we are so excited about going to even the next level, just keep improving our high school. So I'm so glad that Devlin could graduate in our second graduating class.
Yes, very proud.
All right. Mr. Vicente, I think, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Michael Vicente. I'm a 20-year Marine veteran, father of five.
Hoorah.
Five daughters. Come from the nonprofit youth leadership world, found classical education in 2020, and it is absolutely my favorite thing I've ever found, and I'm going to do this until the very end. I love it here.
That's great. We love it when our military veterans come in and teach. You always bring a lot to us. Mrs. Melquist.
Good morning. I'm Miss Melquist. I am in a Navy family. My husband's in the Navy, so we've moved around quite a bit, but we are here to stay and call Fleming Island home. I taught fifth grade at St. John's last year and loved that, and I'm really excited about the third grade curriculum and that age group. I have some experience teaching in public school and also the classical school model with my own kids. So three boys that go here, so we're in all different grades. We've got second grade, third grade, and fourth grade covered this year, so we're really excited.
That's great. Ms. Mickle?
Good morning. Hello again, everyone. I'm excited to return back into third grade this year, dig a little bit deeper into the curriculum. I'm excited to see the new scholars coming in and see their little faces from kindergarten all the way through up to third grade now. I came to St. John's as a parent and then jumped on board as a substitute shortly after, and I've just loved everything about the curriculum and the community and really excited about learning new things, and my children also learning new things and learning how to really dig into things and find truth and love that truth. Both of my daughters are here at the school and high school and almost middle school, fifth grade this year. So we're excited to see them grow.
All right. Well, I'm excited for third grade. I've got to come stick my head in your classrooms again and hear all this Black beauty discussion. I can't believe how much virtue there is in Black beauty. And so it's just a lot of fun. Mrs. Weaver, what can our scholars expect to learn this year in third grade?
Okay, number one, we're going to learn independence. We're going to learn how to work independently. We're going to learn how to study independently. And we're going to learn how to take responsibility for our own work. And that means homework. It is the child's responsibility. As far as the fun stuff, we're going to read Black Beauty. We're going to learn about Romans. We're going to learn about Vikings. We're going to read The Princess and the Goblin. And we're going to kind of end the year with some Farmer Boy and our annual picnic and some Jungle Book.
That's good. Yeah, we'll talk about Farmer Boy. We're going to figure that out. We're going to do it somewhere.
Yes.
Hopefully not here on the athletic field. Because again, where we normally hold it. Mm-hmm. Because hopefully they're going to be building a gym at that time of the year, and so displaces, but we will find another place to hold Farmer Boy. That's always a highlight for third grade. And hey, I tell you what, any tips for our parents as they prepare their scholars for this school year? Any advice, any of you, for our parents? Ms. Mickle, you taught third grade last year. What's some advice for our parents?
Good night's sleep, definitely very important, making sure that all devices are turned off at least an hour prior to going to sleep so their mind can start adjusting. And every night reading, any night, 20 minutes or more, and conversation about that reading with your child, asking questions and finding out more, asking them what words mean, and even connecting that word to a different part in life to make it deeper and their comprehension to deepen.
Okay, Ms. Melquist, Mr. Vicente, do you have any advice for our parents?
I would just say to keep the communication lines open and just encourage that dinner table conversation. You would not believe some of the things I've learned from my first grader last year. So just keep those lines of communication open with teachers and your scholar, and it will set us all up for success.
You know, when you say that, it does remind me to remind parents that if you have any issue, you know, with the class, workload, anything, always try to resolve it with the teacher first. You know, send an email and just ask if you can discuss something. A lot of times you can resolve it over email, but if you need to come in for a meeting, they're glad to meet with you as well. If something can't be resolved, administration, you know, we get involved as well to have a conversation between parent teacher, but we always love it when it gets resolved at the parent teacher level. And most issues do get resolved at that level. So please, keep that open line of communication. Now, Mr. Vicente, you're a military veteran, but you're not new to classical education. Just as you said, you were at Jack's Classical last year. So you're an administrator, you've taught in the classroom, a lot of advice. Can you think, I mean, you can offer a lot of advice to us. Is there anything we're not thinking of to remind our parents?
Yeah, definitely with the parents, positive reinforcement is so much more, so overlooked in when dealing with kids. I always tell adults when you interact with kids, try to be more Santa Claus than, you know, traffic cop. And that means try to look for things they're doing well, like we just talked about at the table conversation. Just make a big deal out of the kids. When your kid's telling you something exciting they learned, you know, be praiseful and loving, and it's like, that is so awesome, buddy. And the kids will grow so much better. It's like watering a plant. And then, you know, if there are things that are going wrong or they're not doing the homework or something, obviously address it, but you know, give gravity more towards their accomplishment and what they're demonstrating, their learning mm-hmm. in the classroom, because they just grow so much with that positivity and that praise.
That's so good. Mm-hmm. Our theme this year with the school is joy and wonder. Mm-hmm. And it's really what we're supposed to be doing in a classical education. You know, we're both retired military, but we're not a military school. You know, we do have uniforms because we have high standards, and we enforce our uniforms for a reason. If we have uniforms, we need to wear them correctly. And that is our standard. But what we want is joy and wonder. I want my desire, and I believe it's all of our desire. I know I just spoke with upper school about this as well, and we're all in agreement that we want scholars to want to be here, want to come to your class, want to learn this material and have wonder, you know, their eyes open. I always say this, the bottom line is when they get to the dinner table, and hopefully families are having dinner together, what is your child talking about? You know, I see, like, Ms. Weaver, what do you expect them to rush home and talk about this year, about what's gonna be new to them and exciting and cause dinner table conversation? What do you think?
Probably the first thing you're going to hear about is Romans. Mm-hmm. That's a huge deal. And including, we will get to Julius Caesar. You will learn all about him. You should. There should be no third grader who goes home and says, I can't remember mm-hmm. what we did today. Mm-hmm. So there should be a piece of information from each subject. My favorites would be, when we get into the winter months, is Vikings. Is my highlight, and then also reading The Princess and the Goblin. That's my favorite novel.
That's good stuff.
Mm. Yeah, I really enjoyed Black Beauty last year. Like you said, all of those virtues, digging into them and having lots of good discussion in class. We actually went over our time last year with Black Beauty because we just loved it so much. So
I'm going to admit something, Mrs. Mickle, that I did not grow up with classical education. Mm. And so I never read Black Beauty until last year. and I read it, and I'm just, and as I read it, I mean, I got emotion thinking of these third grade scholars discussing the depth of the issues in there, you know, that the humans and the animals were both going through. It just it created so much virtue discussion, and it just made me excited for what our school is doing.
It's just beautiful.
You know? Yeah, it is. I know.
I kid you not.
I get emotional thinking about it because our, you know, again, in our mission statement, we develop graduates in mind and character, so that these novels, all of them, are create. You know, we read them for a purpose, and that is to create character that our scholars can reflect on the character portrayed in that book and talk about good and bad and learn to make wise decisions. So I'm so excited about this year. Did you say, Ms. Melquist, you have one going into what, fourth grade?
I've got twins going into fourth grade, and then the little brother is going to be a second grader. So they went through, I have two that went through third, and they're going to be tough critics of me this year. I mean, they came home with so much.
What did they talk about when they came home?
They loved, like Miss Weaver said, the Romans, and they ended up, they're twins, so they ended up dressing up in the character parade, the classical character parade as the two brothers. And it was a big discussion who was which brother. Because
yes,
it was fantastic. Because one of them does not, it doesn't end well for him. So
it does not. Yes,
and that was just that was really funny. Bedtime conversations. My first grader, I said, "What are you thinking about?" And he says, "I'm just thinking about Mesopotamia." You know, and just to hear that from a 6-year-old was, I mean, he told me all about it. And so I love it. Wonder, question, discover the conversations that we have in literature. It's amazing. I would not trade it for the world. I'm just so happy that we can all be a part of it.
And we even had, when my son was going here, he would pop in occasionally at dismissal, and he would be able to have these even deeper conversations. And it amazed him that here are these third graders who can rebut just right with him with what was going on in the Roman society and what was going on in America in the early, even before 1400s. So it's amazing to see the connection between all of the grade levels and the depth that they enjoy reaching.
That's wonderful. Well, we've come to the end of this podcast. I thank you so much. I hope our parents can be encouraged listening to this, knowing what they can expect to hear at the dinner table. And our scholars can listen to it and know what to expect as well. So we're looking forward to a great school year. Thank you for joining us. Well, this wraps up our podcast for today. If you would like to learn more about St. John's Classical Academy or classical education in general, visit us at our website, stjca.org. You will also find enrollment information. Thank you for joining us.